I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized North Korea's poor record on religious freedom. Comes at a sensitive time as Washington and Pyongyang try to get nuclear talks going again. However, Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says it's important for us to remember that Christ didn't die for freedom of religion. Christ died for freedom in Christ, something that no government can grant and no government can take away. Rather, Foley suggests that we pray for faithfulness. And what could a life of saying yes to God look like? Well, just ask Sarah Brule from International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, or IFES. Born in Brazil, Brule felt the call to missions on her life since she was a child. She originally studied business before pursuing theology, but her journey has led her to a position as the director of Revive, a conference seeking spiritual revival across Europe. So ask yourself, how could God use my yes? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.